Over the past few weeks, the readings have kind of started to repeat themselves. There's some themes that are pretty consistent through them all. And when the church starts repeating herself in the readings, it means we need to pay attention to what she's trying to tell us. There are these themes of light and darkness, the path where we walk in the way of the light and the path where we're in the darkness. And this is even reflected in the Easter Triduum coming up. We go through Holy Thursday into the darkness of Good Friday, and then we literally walk into the church by candlelight at the Easter Vigil, the theme of darkness and the light. The gospel today talked about Judas's betrayal. Judas couldn't have been that much different from the other apostles on the outside because they didn't expect it to be him. They had to ask Jesus, who is going to betray you? They didn't know. In fact, they were forced to ask the question, am I going to betray you? Jerusalem was dangerous at the time. If the temple guard had picked one of them up, who knows what would have happened? So they all had to ask themselves, am I the one who's going to betray Jesus? We too can ask ourselves this question. Am I going to walk in the path of the light with Jesus, or am I going to walk into the darkness? Judas chose to walk away from light into the darkness because the light is bright. It's blinding. It can give us sunburn, so to speak. But it's much better than the darkness. Peter and the other apostles, they chose to walk in the path of light. They had trouble staying on the path. Peter even denied Jesus 3 times. Peter betrayed Jesus. But because he was walking in the path of light, he saw that. And he was able to see that he needed to repent, to ask Jesus for his forgiveness. That's the difference. The light shows us that we can ask Jesus for his forgiveness and we can make some sort of good come out of the bad. So let us strive to walk in the way of the light. And when we walk in the light, we can walk with confidence because we know that God will always be with us when we do that.